Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, gritty midnight Amen breakbeat from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're shaping it into something that feels ready for modern drum and bass, jungle, or halftime adjacent production. This is not just about dropping in a break and looping it. We're going to slice it, resequence it, add swing and ghost notes, process it with stock Ableton tools, and then arrange it so it actually works with a sub-bass and atmosphere around it. By the end, you should have a rolling, haunted, high-energy drum part that can carry a drop or sit underneath a moody intro. Let's jump in. First, set up your project. Create a new live set and set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a strong middle ground, 172 BPM is a great place to start. Then create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. We're using drum rack because it makes slicing, triggering, and processing individual hits much easier, and that's a big part of making the break feel musical instead of static. Now we need the break itself. The fastest route is to use a classic Amen-style loop. Drag an Amen break into an audio track first, then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the transient slicing preset so Live catches the natural hit points. That creates a drum rack full of slices, which is exactly what we want. Once it's sliced, open the rack and start organizing. Rename the keypad so you know what you're working with. Label the main kick, the main snare, any ghost snare slices, hats, and any ride or tail slices that came through. This sounds basic, but it saves time immediately when you start programming variations. Next, check the slices in Simpler. If needed, switch to Classic mode for more control. If the transients feel a little messy, turn on Snap. If any tails are too long and overlapping, shorten them. This part matters because on busy breaks, long decay tails can blur the groove faster than bad timing ever will. A tight break is often a cleaner break. Pay special attention to the main snare slice. In drum and bass, the snare is usually the emotional anchor of the whole pattern. If it feels weak, raise the gain a little. If the attack feels slightly late, adjust the start position so the transient hits cleanly. You want it punchy and present, not washed out. Now start balancing the slices. Use clip gain or simpler volume so the kick is strong but not clipping. The main snare sits slightly above the kick in many cases, and your ghost notes are much lower in level. As a rough guide, ghost hits can sit 8 to 14 dB below the main hits depending on the sample and the context. That lower level is what gives them that sneaky, moving energy without taking over the groove. Now we build the rhythm. Start with a simple one-bar idea, snare on 2 and 4. Kick on the offbeat areas around 1 and 3, and a few hats or extra break slices to keep it moving. Don't overthink it yet. The goal is a backbone first, then decoration. A classic break feels aloof because it isn't perfectly rigid, so leave little gaps. Vary note lengths, and don't line everything up like a grid robot. Use the velocity lane in the MIDI clip to bring the pattern to life. Main hits can stay strong, but ghost notes should be much softer. That contrast is what creates motion. Think in layers, not loops. A great Amen pattern usually has a body layer, a motion layer, and a dust layer. If the groove feels flat, ask yourself which layer is missing instead of just adding more notes. Now add swing. Open the groove pool and try a light MPC-style swing or a 16th note swing. Keep the timing adjustment subtle, maybe 10 to 30%, with only a little velocity variation. Or do it manually if you prefer, by nudging some hats late and letting a few ghost notes come in slightly early. The key is to keep the backbeat solid while the ornamentation dances around it. Once the groove feels good, it's time to process it. Group your drum rack or route it through a drum bus and build a stock effects chain with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. That chain gives you cleanup, weight, grit, and cohesion without needing any third-party tools. Start with EQ8. High pass gently below about 25 to 35 Hz so you remove useless sub rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, add a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. If the hats need air, a soft shelf above 8 to 10 kHz can help. Keep all of this subtle. Over-eking breaks is one of the fastest ways to kill their character. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the best tools for DNB drums because it adds density and excitement fast. Start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 20%. Use crunch lightly if you want extra edge, and be careful with the boom section. If you use boom, aim it around 50 to 70 Hz and don't overcook it. A little transient boost can help the break snap harder, but again, the point is excitement, not destruction. Then use saturator for controlled grit. Turn on soft clip and start with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Compensate the output so you're not just fooling yourself with volume. If you want a darker tone, you can try a slightly harder curve, but be careful because too much drive can make the snare splatty and reduce the punch you just worked for. After that, put on glue compressor to make the slices feel like one performance. A good starting point is around a 10 to 30 millisecond attack, auto or a short release, and a 2:1 or 4:1 ratio. You're usually aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to glue the groove together without flattening it. Finally, use utility to control the overall level and check mono compatibility. In heavy drum and bass, keeping the low-end mono is usually the smart move. Let your width come from hats, room sound, and effects, not from the kick and snare fighting each other in stereo. Now we need to turn the loop into a phrase. A loop is fine, but a phrase feels like a performance. Start thinking in 4 or 8 bar sections. In bar 2, maybe remove one kick. In bar 4, add a quick snare roll. In bar 6, throw in a reversed slice or a tiny fill. In bar 8, strip it back down to just the core hit so the next section hits harder. These small changes are what keep the listener locked in. Ghost notes are essential here. Add tiny snare hits just before the main backbeats. Keep the velocity low, and shorten the note lengths so they feel like quick ticks rather than full hits. You can also make fills with fast snare doubles, hat flurries, or short triplet bursts. The trick is to keep the fills intentional. If a fill doesn't create tension, transition, bounce, or texture, it probably doesn't need to be there. For a modern D&B feel, layering can help a lot. Add a second drum track with a clean kick or a crisp snare layer to reinforce the break. Process it lightly with EQ and maybe a touch of saturator, but don't let it overpower the original break. The break should still feel like the star. The layer is there to give consistency and make the drums translate on smaller speakers. Now think about space for the bass line. This is crucial. If your break is hogging the 50 to 90 Hz area, your sub is going to struggle. Use EQ to carve out low-end space and keep the actual sub reserved for the bass line. If needed, sidechain the bass to the kick or snare so the groove breathes. In dark D&B, the drums need punch and texture, while the bass needs clean control and presence. If the drums are too wide and messy, the bass will disappear in the fog. For the midnight amen vibe, atmosphere matters too. Set up a return track with hybrid reverb, echo, and auto filter. Use a short dark room or small plate, keep the decay short to medium, and low pass the return so it stays dark. Then send only selected snare hits or fills into that space. You want eerie depth, not a washed out groove. A little atmosphere goes a long way. At this point, start arranging. A simple 16-bar structure can work really well. Keep bars 1 to 4 stripped back and moody. Add more ghost notes and hats in bars 5 to 8. Open things up and bring in stronger variation in bars 9 to 12. Then use bars 13 to 16 for a fill, a dropout, or a filter transition. The arrangement should feel like it's moving somewhere, not just repeating. Automation makes a huge difference here. You can automate auto-filter cutoff for tension, nudge drum bus drive up slightly in dulled sections, send more snare hits into reverb for a moment, or widen the top percussion just before a drop. Even tiny automation moves can make the break feel alive and intentional. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overprocess the amen. Too much compression, saturation, and EQ can make it dead. Second, don't leave too much low end in the break. That space belongs to the bass. Third, avoid mechanical timing. The snare backbone should stay strong, but the extra hits need some human feel. Fourth, don't overcrowd the groove. Every hit should have a job. And fifth, don't design the drums in isolation for too long. Check them with bass early so you know the relationship actually works. If you want a darker, heavier sound, a few extra tricks help a lot. Roll off some top end if the break is too bright. Use subtle saturation instead of heavy compression. Give select hits a short dark room. Keep the kick, snare, and sub centered, and save width for hats and ambience. Try resampling too. Bounce the processed break to audio, then chop it again. That extra pass often gives you a more finished, more aggressive result. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar midnight amen loop. Bar 1 should be the basic groove with no fill, just one ghost note. Bar 2 adds one extra hat slice and a little more saturation. Bar 3 removes one kick and sets up a snare pickup into bar 4. Bar 4 adds a quick fill or roll and a bit of extra reverb on the last snare. Keep it punchy, dark, and spacious enough for a bass line. If it feels like a real D&B phrase instead of just a chopped loop, you're doing it right. So let's recap. Slice the break cleanly with drum rock and simpler. Build a strong kick snare backbone. Use ghost notes, swing, and small variations to create movement. Shape the sound with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Leave room for the bass line, then arrange and automate so the loop evolves into a proper section. That's the real magic of DNB drums. It's not just the sample. It's how you sequence it, process it, and make it breathe in the track. Get that right, and even a simple amen becomes a midnight weapon. If you want, I can also turn this into a full project blueprint with exact MIDI placements, device settings, and an 8-bar drum arrangement.